Hey guys, before we get into the episode, I just want to tell you guys real fast about the sponsors of this podcast. First, we got the Grow Guru, my friend and podcast host. He is a growing consultant. So if you have your 329 medical card here in Hawaii and you're interested and want to grow your own medicine, you can hit him up and he can help you out and get you to the point where you can grow and consume your own safe medical cannabis. Also coming soon, the Guru's Grow Supply in beautiful Pearl City. So stay with us and follow for more on Instagram, the Grow Guru and the Guru's Grow Supply. Next, we have Pakalolo Seed Molokai. Shout out to Micah and Bongi for supplying Hawaii and the world with the finest genetics from beautiful Hawaii Ne. You can hit them up on Instagram, Pakalolo Seed Molokai, or find their seeds on the Attitude Seed Bank and puresativa.com. And last, we got Retro Hawaii. Jerry, aka Miko Ferrari, is doing all the hard work to find you the styles that you loved back in the 80s and 90s. So you can follow him on Instagram and see what's available at Retro Hawaii. All right, that's it. Let's get into the episode. Peace. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Voices from the Planet. I am your host, Eric. Thank you all for joining me. It's good to be back after taking a break last episode, so like 2 weeks ago, for undisclosed reasons, but I just felt like skipping a pod that evening and didn't do one. And here we are again, back in the studio. I do want to let you guys know that coming soon to a beautiful city of pearls near you, we will be at home in the Guru Grow Supply shop in Pearl City Industrial Park in beautiful Pearl City. We will have a podcast studio set up similar to this, maybe different. Excuse me. But the plan is to have a space for us to continue to do Everyone Knows You're High, as well as me continuing to do Voices from the Planet. And that way, now the space is available for you. If you're interested in starting your own podcast or, I don't know, hanging out with your friends and recording your awesome conversations, then you can hit us up, hit me up on Instagram and see what our availability is and book a time slot and we can talk details. This is going to be your podcast, not ours. So it's you guys doing all the talking, hosting, whatever topics you guys want to talk about. But you will have a trained podcast professional behind the scenes producing and running the boards for your podcast. And hopefully you like what we give you as far as video final product and you can take it and upload it to YouTube or do whatever you want with it. Or if you want, pay a little extra, whatever. And we can take care of all that stuff for you, do a little more editing, be a little more involved in the production side. But just straight up, you'll get your video and audio given to you and can do with it what you want. I'm there to ask questions. You can ask me anything. I can show you how to upload stuff, but, you know, for a nominal fee. But anyway, so stay on the lookout for that. We're looking to build out the space soon, so coming soon. My idea was I wanted to do an opening for it on September 11th because that's such a significant date for many other reasons. However, yeah, so just stay tuned. Follow us on Instagram. Everyone knows you're high. Voices from the Planet. The Grow Guru Hawaii and the Guru Grow Supply. Fuck, that means I'm going to have to redo my ads. That's okay. I'll just redo it. No big deal. What the fuck is that? Motorcycle. But so recently Hawaii just kind of dodged hurricane or tropical storm Calvin, which was a Pacific tropical storm that was bearing down to hit the state of Hawaii. Luckily, it didn't. It, what's the word, weakened over time as it got closer to the Big Island. I know they got a little rain. We got like a real little bit of rain. So thankfully, that came and went without any incident. And the people of Hawaii are still safe. Surprisingly, we don't get hit with that many fucking hurricanes. It is once in a while. Not like, I feel like Florida, the Gulf of Mexico, they're like always getting fucking wrecked by hurricanes. Katrina, I don't know what the other names are. Helen, Lorena. But Hawaii, we seem to skate by unscathed for the most part. Except in like, what was it, 1992 or 3? When fucking Iniki came and it was like heading south of Hawaii. And then it just took like a fucking hard turn north and just came straight for us and like wrecked Kauai. And so I think people still kind of live in fear of what hurricanes can do. So when there's a warning or a threat or even like a watch that it's in the Pacific, people tend to be on heightened awareness here. And luckily, most times nothing happens. But you always see this mad rush on to the fucking Costco's and Sam's Clubs for everybody buying up all their toilet paper and water and everybody lining up at the gas stations. Which I thought was dumb. It's like, why are you going to go to a gas station and fill your car when you're in Hawaii? Where are you going to drive to? It's not like you're in the mainland. You can drive to the next state if you get really bad. But then it was pointed out to me that I'm an idiot and that people are using it for gas generators. So they just siphon it out of their car and put it into their generator when the power goes out, which is smart. Luckily, we have solar, so that's cool. Unless it stays cloudy forever, then we're fucked. But solar's good. Not everybody has solar out here. And you can always catch the rainwater, I suppose, for toilets and stuff. But, yeah. We're just, like, so small of a landmass in the middle of this gigantic ocean that hurricanes are, like, swirling around us. And we just fucking sit and cross our fingers and hope we don't get fucked up. Fuck, I remember in Iniki, you know, we wake up in the morning and we find out that there's not going to be any school because there's a hurricane coming. So as a kid, you're fucking stoked. You're like, hell yeah, we're going to go like play outside in the rain and get umbrellas and use our skateboards and rollerblades and let the wind pull us, which is exactly what we fucking did for most of the day here on Oahu because it wasn't too bad, but it was more just like a heavy storm. But yeah, Kauai got fucked up. And then like, you know, a few years before that, it was fucked up by Hurricane Eva. I think it was like 82. That was like the year we all were born, most of us. Of the people I know anyway, most of us. Most of us in the world were born in 1982. We're all generally 40, turning 41 years old right now. No, but that was most of my friends, so a lot of us. I have one friend who was born during the storm. I think I was a baby. Or I wasn't even born yet? No. I don't even remember what month that was. But yeah, I know people who were babies through it, who were born in it. And so hurricanes are just kind of a fucking thing here. I recently tried my hand at being a professional commercial actor. Me and Kalei recorded a commercial for Mills Nutrients, which is a gardening and like nutrient company for plants and stuff. And they sponsor Everyone Knows You're High, free plug on Voices from the Planet for you. But we recorded a commercial so that we can have that, you know, in our podcast, since they so kindly and generously sponsor us. So that was interesting. I thought to myself, like, okay, so we need to come up with some sort of script, because they didn't provide us with any like ad copy to read. We're just like, we're going to do this for them. And like they said, cool. So it's kind of up to us to figure it out. So I, as a fan of AI at the moment, I don't know how I'll feel about it later, but currently the AI tools that exist, like ChatGPT, I fucking love it. So I threw the prompt in there to come up with a script for, I think it was like 30 or 60 second commercial or whatever I would put in for Mills Nutrients, and, you know, put in their website and all that stuff. And it came up with what I thought was a decent script. So I was like, easy peasy, can do that. I've seen a ton of podcasts where the ad reads are, one, either just like simply B-roll of the product with a voiceover by the podcast hosts. Two, they're just reading it off of paper or their iPhone. Or like other ones where they read it, but you can obviously tell they're reading a script. So it's like, scripts are fine. Reading it is fine. Like, we don't have to memorize it and be super fucking, I don't know, actory about it. So I thought that was cool. And then when it came time to actually record it, these guys, Mr. Bud Naked and fucking Kalei, the girl guru, had this bright idea of, let's like make it like a scene or something, like do something. So we ended up changing it completely, ended up acting like a fool. But me personally, I'm not worried about being the butt of a joke if it's for the podcast and entertainment and shit like that. So fuck it, I'll be silly. So we did that, and we will be running that at the beginning of every podcast episode of Everyone Knows Your High. So if you want to check that out, please subscribe on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram. We just did a episode with one of my good friends who passed away, his brother Zach and his wife Courtney, who have a local ice cream business called Sage Creamery. So we had them on. We sampled ice cream at the end. That episode's out on YouTube and wherever you find your podcast, so you can check that shit out there. Yeah, that was last week's episode. So it's weird. So even if I like skip a week of doing this podcast, which is every other week, I'm really only skipping 1 week of actually podcasting, because I do Everyone Knows You're High every other week, opposite of Voices from the Planet. So for me, I'm still doing a podcast every week, which I love, because I love talking to you people. I love just, I don't know, being here in this lovely studio and being one of the only podcasts in Hawaii where it's just somebody fucking verbally vomiting, and hopefully people are listening. But that's how we like it here, Voices from the Planet. What else? Fuck. We were looking at pictures in my phone. My middle child was scrolling through old photos and stuff and came across one from over 10 years ago, from when my sister got married to my brother-in-law in San Francisco. I want to say 2008, 2007, 2008, somewhere around there. And I didn't have this beard you see in front of you today. I was a lot more clean shaven. I had shorter hair. I used to gel it and comb it back nice. I used to dress different. Different. I used to dress nicer. And it was for a wedding. So I had a suit on and a tie and looked completely different. And my son is scrolling and he comes across this picture. And he recognizes my mom, my dad, my sister, and my brother-in-law in the picture. And then he goes, "Whoa, who's this strange man in this picture?" And we just started cracking up because it was so funny. Just the tone in his voice, the way he said it. It was like, bro, that was fucking hilarious. And then we explained, like, that was me. You know, I didn't always have the long beard before. It had to grow. And I realized that if I was to ever lose the beard, much like that video from that video that went viral a long time ago, I'd probably traumatize my kids because they wouldn't recognize me. So I'd probably have to slowly trim it back. And it would give the appearance as if it's not growing out, it's growing back in. It's like reversing in, and just slowly over time, trim it back, and to get it to a more clean-shaven, close-cut beard. Because if I was to just cut it, I'd come home and they'd be like, "Whoa, who the fuck is this strange man walking into our house?" Like, it's me. They're like, "No, it's not." And now with the little baby, she's only ever seen me for the past 6 months with this beard. She's going to be like, "Who the fuck is this guy?" I feel like that's how she recognizes me, because she just notices this dark patch. Well, this gray patch under my face. And she loves to grab it. And she just fucking, like, two hands grabs my beard and just pulls me in and goes, "Ah," like a baby does with their mouth wide open, full of drool. So that's why when I first had with Erickson, I even had thought of that. I was like, with babies, they grab shit and hold things. So I actually trimmed my beard back quite substantially when Erickson, my firstborn, was born. So that way, as you hold them, it's more out of reach, right? Because they can't really grab it. But right now, it's like up for grabs. I would think she's far enough away that she can't reach it. And she still somehow manages a way to grip it. And baby's grips, if you don't know, are fucking strong as shit. And when it's got you by the hair, it fucking can hurt. Because they also don't have control of their motor skills. So their hands just flail around. So they'll grab it and just grab. Same with my boys with their long hair. She'll grab a handful of their hair and just fucking. Bring. So, pro tip from father of three. If you have a long beard or long hair, just be mindful that if it's in the reach of a baby, you just be aware. Because you don't want to get fucking yoinked. I think now it's safe to assume that all the members of the Ocean Gate team who went in search or went to go observe the Titanic are dead. I don't think there is even a chance that they're going to end up finding these guys. And again, I don't know fucking why these people wanted to go down there. But I did see this video where I don't know where it came from, but somebody had this 3D rendering, I guess from sonar or whatever, of the Titanic at the bottom, and it doesn't show a long gash along the side of the ship where the supposed or alleged iceberg hit and caused the damage which resulted in the sinking of the Titanic. So people are still concerned and maybe theorizing in a conspiratorial manner of to the real causes of the sinking of the Titanic. And then my son told me that it wasn't even really the Titanic that sank. And this motherfucker is 9 years old. And I was like, what? Tell me more. Because I kind of know. But the fact that a 9-year-old is coming up to me and telling me that it wasn't the Titanic that sank. So it was this other ship. The guy who built the Titanic also had another ship called the Olympian or the Olympic or something, which was like the newer, better version. And the Titanic was like a piece of shit or something. So somehow he swapped the names on the ship or something and sank the one that was all bust up to collect the higher insurance on the Titanic, which was like a better ship, supposedly the newer one. So because that one sank, he could collect on that because whatever insurance claims back then, I guess, were even a way of defrauding people. And then, again, the theory that, you know, was, I don't know if it was the Rothschilds or the Rockefellers or the people who wanted to instill a Federal Reserve Bank in the United States. They had their competitors or their opposition. They were all on this Titanic when it went down. And because they no longer were in the picture, they were able to push through the Federal Reserve here in the United States, which led to the enslavement and indentured servitude of every citizen through the federal income tax, which is the federal government's way of repaying the debt they're taking out to go give to fucking Ukraine and wherever the fuck. Did you hear that they accidentally gave, was it like another $6.2 billion or some crazy number like that? They accidentally, and through some sort of clerical or accounting error, gave extra money to the Ukraine government and didn't say give it back. Didn't say, like, hey, like, we're going to, you know, that was our bad. They just said, well, just keep it and add it to your surplus for, you know, future wartime funds. And then the people who fucked that all up and gave that money don't even get fired. I'm having severe deja vu right now. I don't know if it's this light setup that I have or just the way things are looking, but it feels real familiar. Just kind of crazy. But I don't think I ever talked about this because I feel like this. I just heard about this and it recently happened. Strange. It's a strange feeling, deja vu. I wonder what that really is because so many people have their theories about, you know, parallel universes, about like perception and like perceived time and space and all this shit. But who the fuck really knows? Because it is a real phenomenon. People do and have experienced deja vu, or that feeling of that, and it's strange. Kind of made me forget what I was gonna think of or talk about just then. I don't really know. I forget. Trying a new thing with the lights. I got backlighting. Let me know what you think in the comments. I don't know. It's crazy that someone can accidentally give billions of dollars to someone, to another country, when that money could definitely be used here at home in the United States. Fuck. They don't even lose their jobs. Nobody even finds out who the fuck it was. And you wonder why so many people have conspiracies regarding the government and the military industrial complex and these foreign wars that we constantly get involved in. Because the people behind the scenes, this deep state as it's called, you know, they're the ones profiting off of all these wars through their ties to these companies that create and manufacture all these wartime things. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? How are we going to get out of this matrix, as they call it? I don't want to go all doom and gloom, because I've gone through the whole conspiracy rabbit hole fucking range of emotions, and ultimately have landed on the fact that infinite love is the only truth. Everything else is an illusion. Fear, hate. The only vibration that we should be operating on and striving to operate on is a vibration of love, man. Love, bro. Peace and love. And the more the powers that be are able to distance us from loving ourselves and each other, the easier it is for them to control us. And that quote that I just gave is from David Icke, which may seem like a strange source for that type of realization, because, you know, one of his main things is, you know, what people criticize him on is his theories about reptilian shapeshifters and all these types of entities and beings. But hearing that message, that infinite love is the only truth, like, that was a kind of a game changer. So it kind of allows you to operate in a new mind state and a perception where you're not feeling everything with fear and anger, but you are able to, I don't know, kind of look past all the craziness and just observe and be in the world, not of it. You know what I mean? You're here. I don't know if I even said that quote right, but trying to get all deep and philosophical with you folks. Pardon my attempt there. But yeah, just love each other. Love yourself. Fucking, like, the government, all these people, there's always going to be someone somewhere trying to fuck you over. And there's nothing you can really do about that, because not everybody is operating on a wavelength of love. They live in a land of scarcity. So they're worried, they're fearful, and that causes them to seek control over others and things. And in the long run, that just leads to the downfall of everybody, because it hurts them, it hurts the people that they're taking advantage of or that they're controlling. And eventually, truth and love will fucking win, right? It has to. Otherwise, what the fuck? Even like this current trend of protesting and being against things. Excuse me. Being against things already comes with a negative influence, because you're fighting. So instead of being against things, we should try being for things. For example, instead of being against, like, so here for in Hawaii, like, there all this talk about legalization of cannabis and all this shit, recreation, and there's a lot of people fighting against that because they don't agree with the policies and the mandates that are written into these bills, right? So instead of being against the bills that are out there, we need to, and they need to, and everyone needs to be for the correct legislation, which I must say, the people here who are engaged in this issue are doing a real good job of expressing what they're for, as opposed to just coming in there and arguing and pushing back against what they feel is wrong with it. I mean, they are stating what they feel is wrong with it, but also coming with what they think would be good solutions to the issues they find. So that's an example. And I think more battles, more things like that. Battle might not be the right word, but more interactions like that will be resolved and have a more acceptable resolution if the approach and the tactic is more along that line, as opposed to fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. But fuck Rage Against the Machine. They were the voice of a counterculture and anti-establishment for the longest fucking time. And then when COVID hit, they got right on board and made everybody have COVID tests or whatever, vaccination cards to come to their show. And it was fucking bullshit. So fuck Rage Against the Machine. Might have been a good one to put at the end of this song. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me, but not anymore. Boycott. Boycott Rage Against the Machine. If you want to boycott shit. Oh, yeah, that's what you can do. Just not be for shit. Or, like, you know, you don't have to fight against them. I'm sorry for saying fuck Rage Against the Machine. But, I mean, in a way to combat that, I guess. I'm using all this terminology that implies battling and fighting against shit when I just said about not fighting for things. So instead of being against Rage Against the Machine, let's be for bands and musicians that didn't impose these restrictions and shit on the people who have supported them through their careers. I don't have any examples, but I know there's like comedians that didn't do that. Actually, they did. Fuck, a lot of people just had to, right? Everybody had to. That was the thing. It's like you couldn't avoid it. So I don't know if I should blame everybody. Because nobody really knew what the fuck was going on. And if you showed up somewhere and, you know, fought against it, then you're liable to be called a Karen. It's funny how the actions that deem a person, a woman, a Karen, had varied. Like, complaining about wearing masks, complaining about somebody not wearing their mask made you a Karen. It's like, what the fuck is it? Like, is it just being a bitch? That's what makes you a Karen? Like, somebody who fucking just opens up when they should just shut up? That's an interesting phenomenon that happened. This Karen thing. Not too much anymore. I don't know what's going on. People should probably just get beat up. People are just so tightly wound that people are liable to snap. And with our current legal justice system, our criminals are just getting slaps on the wrist and released back into the general population of the world to run amok some more. What are we gonna do? I don't know. I leave you with that, I guess. What are we going to do? Think about what you can do for yourself, what you can do for the world, your community, your local. Start local, maybe, but definitely start with yourself. That's always a good place. Let me give a special. Fuck, I can't even speak right now. Let me give a special shout out to our sponsors again. The Guru Grow Supply. Coming soon, formerly Oahu Garden Supply. Check him out on Instagram. Also, the Grow Guru. Or actually, it's the Grow Guru. He's my sponsor, but, you know, the shop gets a free plug. Also, Pakalolo Seed Molokai. Check him out on Instagram, the Attitude Seed Bank, and PureSativa.com. Check out their seeds. The Puanani is also Retro Hawaii, my boy Jerry, aka Miko Ferrari, for finding and procuring all of the finest retro fits so your fit can be on point. Because everybody knows that 80s, 90s style is coming back around, right? Fuck. Anyways, thank you again for joining me. Thank you to the sponsors. Thank you to Auntie's Garage. And yeah, that's it. I'll see you guys on the next episode. Love you guys.
Peace.
She said, but I can't work in fast food all my life.